USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected 4th of July parade shooter in Illinois used a legally purchased rifle and dressed as a woman to escape police. This as police are not discussing the motive of 21-year-old Bobby Cremo, the suspected gunman in the parade shooting.
At this point, we have not developed a motive from him. Investigators are very much furthering the investigation. They have been in discussions with him.
Police also announcing the 7th death in the parade attack and 30 people were injured. A new poll shows many Americans blame the federal government for their financial struggles. The Monmouth University survey found 57% citing it as their most important concern, up from 34% this time last year. Gas prices and inflation also topped the list of concerns. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
A hearing is taking place regarding Mississippi's only abortion clinic. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Judge Deborah K. Halford is holding hearings Tuesday to consider a lawsuit filed by Mississippi's only abortion clinic, which is trying to remain open by blocking a state law banning abortions. The law, which state lawmakers passed before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe, known as a trigger law, is set to take effect on Thursday.
A record low 38% of Americans say they are extremely proud to be American, with another 27% saying they are very proud. Together, 65% of adults express pride in the country. Also, according to Gallup, another 22% say they are moderately proud, with 9% only a little and 4% not at all. According to the latest AAA station survey, the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline, $4.80. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The House and Senate are not in session on Tuesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is taking some time meeting with constituents. He was asked, the House and Senate are not in session on Tuesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is speaking to some supporters in Paducah, Kentucky. He's touting his decision not to hold a confirmation hearing for then-President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, in 2016.
That led to the opening to put Justice Gorsuch on the court. Then Justice Kennedy retired, which led to the Kavanaugh appointment, which Justice Ginsburg died, which led to the Barrett appointment. All of these were dramatic in one way or another, but they did transform the Supreme Court.
A police officer in Atlanta, Georgia, attempts to escort a couple to the hospital to give birth. However, the baby arrives faster than expected. Appearing on Fox News, Atlanta Police Lieutenant Renato Anya says he was driving ahead of the couple when the father suddenly pulled into a gas station.
We saw that and turned back around and delivered the baby.
He says he never delivered a baby before, but at the academy, they always told students to expect the unexpected. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.